One more question regarding Sefirat HaOmer. The question was asked in Halakha if a person did not count Sefirat HaOmer at night, and the next day he didn't remember until Ben HaShemashot. Ben HaShemashot is twilight. Exactly, it is sunset and the 13 and a half minutes that follow sunset. What is Ben HaShemashot? In Halakha, it's called Safek Yom, Safek Laila. It has a status of neither day nor night, or we don't know if it's day or night. It's a Safek. So the question is, if he remembered Ben HaShemashot, can he count Sefirat HaOmer, of course, Beli Beracha, and then continue counting subsequently with the Beracha? So there's a rabbi called the Bet David. The Bet David wants to say he may not continue counting in such a case with the Beracha. And his reason is that although we may say Safek Sefekah, like we've been saying in the previous halakhot, Safek that the halakha follows the Rabbeinu Tam, that each night is a separate night, and therefore even if he missed a night, he could still count the next night. And we could say Safek that Ben HaShemashot is day. So if Ben HaShemashot is day, so he's still alive because he counted. He said that Safek Sefekah is not good, because on the side that Ben HaShemashot is day, that itself is a Safek. Maybe it's night. It's not two solid sefekot. The second sefek is a sefek in itself. It's a doubt in itself if it's day or night. Such a sefek sefekah, the Bet David says, does not work. However, Acham Avadia, in Yabia Omer Helek Dalid, and in his newest Helek of Yabia Omer Helek Yod, rules against the Bet David and says that the sefek sefekah works. He includes the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam that says that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not even Ben HaShemashot. Because Ben HaShemashot, according to Rabbeinu Tam, doesn't start till much later. So you can throw that into the mix also. That according to Rabbeinu Tam and many others, it's still day, according to a lot of opinions. So therefore he says, Lahalakha, if you remembered Ben HaShemashot, count Ben HaShemashot yesterday, Hayom, whatever it is. Then when it gets to Laila, you can continue counting with the Beracha. But he makes one stipulation, that from then on, you should always make sure to count when it's definitely night. Because then you'd be contradicting yourself, playing Ben HaShemashot both ways. Which means you can't count Ben HaShemashot one day and use it for day, and then the next day can use it for night. So therefore, if you used Ben HaShemashot once in Sefirat HaOmer for day, so then the rest of the Omer, you can count with the Beracha, but make sure you count when it's Vaday Laila, which would be, let's say, anywhere between 20 minutes after sunset to 40 minutes after sunset, or according to the Beracha, 72, but not before 20 minutes after sunset.